Direct deposits under the new stimulus law should be direct deposited into people's accounts by mid-April, but there is an AP memo, a memo they've gotten a hold of that says paper checks could take a lot longer than that to distribute. Oh, yeah, Major Garrett, good morning from Washington. Did you just see those jobless numbers that came out?
Yes, I did. And, of course, they lag behind the jobless claims numbers that we saw reported earlier this week. A jobless rate of 4%, up by 0.9%, the largest jump in one single month in the unemployment rate since 1979, I believe. So it looks like it's manageable, but it's not. April will be larger. The jobless situation is massive because we have essentially at the government level placed the U.S. economy in a coma. And that reflects what has to happen at the public health level. We have to suppress and depress the economy, bring it to a grinding halt in order to stop the spread of this virus. And all the jobless numbers and lack of economic activity will be reflected by that government decision that has to be carried out and we all have to respect.
Major, a couple of things. I mentioned masks a second ago. The
yes.
mayor of New York City is asking, not telling, but asking people to wear them. And Stephen Portnoy was saying there seems to be a split among the experts that are advising the president.
There is a split. And I had an interesting conversation after the briefing with one of the doctors at the University of Washington who's part of the modeling team. And he's very deeply versed on all this. And he said, look, the difficulty that the White House medical advisors are having is they're afraid that if you make a strong recommendation on masks, that will change behavior and make people feel more confident that masks are all they need to do, and they will spend less time and think less proactively about social distancing, staying at home, washing their hands, and all the other mitigation strategies. And that's why they're hesitant about this. Not that masks can't be at the margins helpful. They're afraid behaviorally everyone will stop doing those other things, getting overconfident, oh, I've got some kind of mask on or a scarf. That's their hesitancy. Not that it has no relevance. It probably does. And that's why Mayor de Blasio and others are saying, look, let's just add everything to the mix. And overall, I would say everyone I've talked to said masks can be at the margins important, but not nearly as important as staying home, distancing yourself while you are at home, washing your hands, and just minimizing your activity with other and around other people.
Hey, Major, before you run, we are really happy to have you as one of our resources, especially at a time like this. We look forward to the takeout tonight and also
yes.
in podcast form. What do you have?
Greg Walden, who is the ranking Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, one of the most powerful committees in Congress. He talks about a lot of things that are relevant to what we're dealing. All of his reactions to COVID-19. He's back in Oregon with his family, how they're dealing with it there. Is there going to be any kind of conventions for Republicans and Democrats in August? He doesn't think August will even work. He also had some very informative things to say about whether or not we should think nationally about voting by mail. That's what Oregon has done for a long, long time, many, 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 many years, first state to do it. He says you need a big ramp-up time. He doesn't think it's practical at a national level to vote by mail for this presidential election, and it should not be delayed. One last thing, he opposes a 9/11 type commission to look into what did or didn't happen before COVID-19 became the pandemic it now is.
Wow, that sounds like a really interesting report coming up from you, Major Garrett. Thank you. We appreciate that.